In this episode, what did you gain because of COVID as our lifestyles changed, and which part of you was winning?
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hello, hello. All right, let's stop the clock for a moment and just do a reassess on our lives in this new COVIDian era. You know, as COVID got started, the inner coach, the little Tony Robbins that lives inside of my brain that got trained at a young age because I grew up in the back of my grandfather's car, listening to Tony Robbins while sitting in LA traffic that just never ended. But this little voice of this 6'8" giant lives inside my brain that always is encouraging me to move forward and to push and to get to that next level. When COVID started, that little voice in me was saying, which part of you, Todd, is going to win in this COVID era? Is it going to be the lethargic part of you? Is it going to be the one that gets up each day, even though every day feels like Groundhog Day, and makes progress and pushes to achieve your goals? Which part of you is going to win? And that was part of the important assessment that I was making about myself and about life. And the reason I thought it was so damn important was because I wanted to focus on making sure that when I looked back 20 years from now, that I had something to be proud of, that this COVID era was going to be something that radically transformed my life into something unbelievable and better. So what did you gain as you got into the COVID era? What were the benefits? Like, did you and your partner start walking more in the evening? Did you slow down and start taking better care of yourself? Maybe you got some fresh air each day. Maybe you got into bed at a certain hour and created a ritual in your life. What were your gains that you aren't willing to give back? Because that's really an important assessment. Like, few times in our adult life do we have a gap of 6 months where life just gets put on pause mode. What did you gain? What are the things you aren't willing to give back? Did you start to see that a different part of you was winning? Like, maybe you slowed down? And if you slowed down, did you become more lethargic? Because if so, that's a good assessment, a good observation of what you are like when crisis happens. Because I kind of did the opposite. Oh, by the way, yes, I did put on a little weight. Maybe 3 pounds. Maybe 4 pounds. But I put on weight because I got skin cancer, my gym closed, and I tore a calf muscle. I was still getting up and running before the calf muscle. I was still outside each morning before the skin cancer. And I had to shift that to light walking because of the calf when it started to heal, and doing push-ups and core and so on. But the perseverance was still there. And I continued to drop knowledge bombs in my content each day and continued to serve the audience and grow my brand and get myself to bigger and bigger opportunities with business. And my business started growing tremendously as I redoubled my effort and my commitment. So I know what parts of me won. I understand what parts of me lost. And that gives me the opportunity, the observation to analyze weaknesses and areas that I can put my focus in and start to grow in those areas. Because like you, I've got this like daily, never-ending commitment to improving myself and being the best version of myself on a daily basis. I'm sure you're the same way. So what did you gain? And also, once you've got these gains, how are you not going to give those gains back? You know, like, maybe you really learned that you enjoy working from home. Maybe that was a big deal for you. And in doing so, you became more productive. Maybe you learned to take a nap in the middle of the day because you were working at home and nobody knew. And you friggin' loved it because you had greater clarity later on in the day. What did you gain? And how are you going to retain that gain So when life does eventually go back to somewhat of normalcy, you are a better version of yourself. Okay? That's the first part. The second part I want you to think about is ultimately what part of you was the, who was in charge? Like internally, was it the peaceful, loving leader? Was it the one that's going to snap and get frustrated at people because of close proximity? Because wherever you won, that's the part of you that's going to persevere during crisis. And if the part of you that won is a part of you that you don't want more of, maybe it's not the best version of yourself, how can you starve that part of it, of you, and start enriching the part of you that you want to see? Like for me, and I've been candid about this, oh, the year going in before COVID, I was struggling with frustration for a variety of reasons. Maybe I wasn't getting buy-in across the team and I was getting frustrated. Maybe I wasn't getting enough sleep in my life and it was allowing me or giving me less patience when I was in conversations with my team. Maybe I was frustrated with where my career was and that it wasn't, in my mind, moving fast enough for me. But once I started to understand and observe and I went and got some help with my business coach, which is kind of a therapist. Once I got help there in the frustration area, I realized that I could master that. And then once I started mastering that, then COVID happened and I can manage my frustration better, which actually was a pretty easy thing. So as I went through COVID, part of my big guiding light was don't let the frustration part win. Which part of you, dude's going to win? Because I want the winning part to be the part that I'm most proud of. The peaceful, loving leader that's going to grab the torch, that's going to guide everybody to the promised land and do it in a positive, upbeat, motivational way. And that's the part that I was obsessed with having to win going into COVID. That's what I got to see going into COVID and through COVID that as, you know, my wife and I are in an apartment because we sold our home too fast before we found our next place. And while we were in tight quarters, I don't know about you, but frustration can bump up pretty quickly when you have to be cautious as you're walking everywhere. You start feeling cabin fever. So it was a daily test, an exercise, a growth game. Where can you grow? Where can you be a better version of yourself? Because I'm willing to admit that as soon as I identified my weaknesses and started putting more effort into them, and started committing to being a better version of myself around my primary priorities, my spouse, my family, my people that I work with, my health. Once I started becoming more observant and putting more attention into those areas, my life became significantly better. And somehow the universe recognized that I was willing to grow in those primary areas. And when I was willing to grow, when I demonstrated an interest in reinvesting into what the universe had already given me and rewarded me with, when I started taking better care of those primary responsibilities, those primary priorities, once the universe saw that I was willing to do that, then more came my way. What about you? How can you turn this into a growth opportunity where you optimize your life, what you gained from COVID, who was the winner in COVID inside of you, the good parts and the bad parts, how can you optimize that and then demonstrate to the universe that you are ready for more? And when that happens, when you do that, when you take care of that part, everything else starts rushing to you because like I've shared in a past episode, the universe is like a matchmaking service. It pairs up like things and attracts like things together. So if you are properly caring for the primary responsibilities and lifting up the people around you that are your primaries, the universe recognizes it and like a matchmaking service starts bringing more good people your way. Use that to your advantage, but start at the central point of who's going to win COVID, which part of you, and what are the gains? And if you can manage those things, man, you will be unstoppable.